Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, as I'm recording this, the Republican National Convention is going on in Cleveland, Ohio, and if you're like me, you're tied to your TV set every night, and a news organization like ours has limited ways to get reports that aren't already out there. Of course, on our Charisma News website, we have Reuters, which we get the information, but we have an insider, retired Major James Lindsay, who is actually a surrogate, who's at the convention, and after this word from our sponsor, I'm going to interview him and find out what's going on.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Joseph Business School. Have you ever wanted to start your own business? Start it today with the Joseph Business School. The Joseph Business School helps turn your business dreams into a reality for just a third of the normal cost. Their nine-month entrepreneurship program is nationally accredited, and their business courses are founded in biblical values. You'll meet highly qualified instructors, get access to capital funding, and other benefits. If your schedule is busy, don't worry about it. The school has weekend and online courses, so you can tailor make a schedule that fits your lifestyle. And listeners of the podcast can check out a free class demonstration by visiting their website at www.jbs.edu. That's www.jbs.edu. Fall classes start October 1st, 2016, so don't delay. Call Joseph Business School and start your business today.
Well, Major Lindsay, thank you for being with me on my podcast. I realize you're doing lots of interviews, and the podcast, of course, will go out today, and people will listen to it, but it's also online really forever or until we take it down. And so undoubtedly people are going to be listening to this later, and I just thought I'd give that explanation. But thank you for being with us. And first of all, give me your insight on what you're sensing and experiencing up there in Cleveland.
Well, I've been sensing a lot of excitement here for Donald Trump. Last night, Sheriff Clark generated the most enthusiasm because of what he had to say about Blue Lives Matter, not Black Lives Matter. Blue Lives, the cops matter, our police officers who are public servants, who are out there getting into danger to protect you and me. And that's who really matters, those who represent us, and we all matter. Every race matters. But there's a lot of enthusiasm. Tonight, Donald Trump is, well, the whole theme today is the job and economy, and Donald Trump will be nominated this evening. So we're all very excited, and I'm very grateful to be on your podcast. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real honor.
Well, thank you. Tell me exactly what is a surrogate, and how did you get selected for this position?
Well, I'm a convention surrogate, and that means I'm available to do interviews on behalf of Donald Trump. And they hand select who they'd like to be surrogates. There are about 900 convention surrogates. And what I really don't know how they selected me, but I will conjecture that it's because I did endorse him. I am a public person. I am a very ultra-conservative evangelical. And I was interviewed on NPR Radio defending Donald Trump. And I was interviewed by other major newspapers. So I believe that's how they had heard of me. And they put my name on their website for those who have endorsed him. So this is a really, really huge honor. First time in my life I've been invited to be a convention surrogate.
Well, you've sent us some of the themes that you're talking about having to do with foreign policy, national defense, veterans affairs, health care, and so forth. And we're going to actually run it on our news site. In fact, I'll run it in conjunction in a way with this podcast. So without having to repeat all of them, what are the key points that you feel are important for our listeners and really all voters to consider in this very important upcoming election?
Well, Hillary Clinton is diametrically opposed to Donald Trump. As Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton opened Pandora's box of radical Islam and allowed for the creation of the dangerous world we live in today. For example, she supported the regime change in Syria, which opened the door for ISIS to gain ground, and she forced out the friendly government in Egypt, which was replaced by the Muslim Brotherhood. And Donald Trump is adamantly opposed to everything she's done in those regards, and he will directly bomb ISIS targets. In fact, Lieutenant General Thomas Waldhauser, who was nominated by President Obama to command U.S. forces in Africa, he made it very clear when prompted by Senator Lindsey Graham at the Armed Services Committee hearing on June 22nd that the U.S.'s lack of airstrikes to ISIS in Libya makes absolutely no sense. And he said he is not aware of any overall grand strategy at this point, but Donald Trump will not waver to use any military force when necessary and in America's best interest. But his main goal is peace and prosperity, and his main focus is also to defend America's borders, not the borders of other countries.
Talk to me about Governor Pence, who has been selected as the running mate.
Well, Governor Pence, he's an excellent choice to serve as Mr. Trump's vice president. His successful record of job creation and conservative governance makes him the perfect person to help unite the Republican Party and defeat Hillary Clinton. He is an experienced public servant and a job-creating conservative whose policies have led to the longest period of uninterrupted job growth in Indiana's history. A Trump-Pence ticket is a job-creating ticket whose wealth of knowledge and experience will get middle-class families thriving again. And Mr. Trump and Governor Pence's winning ideas are in stark contrast to Hillary Clinton, whose plans to help American families are merely more of the failed Obama policies, which have sent debt skyrocketing and paychecks slumping. The Trump-Pence ticket's vision for prosperity and security makes it clear that the Republican Party is the only party prepared to lead an American turnaround.
Talk to me about your involvement in this campaign. You referred earlier that this is the first time you've been to a convention, first time you've been a surrogate. You know, what I sense is a lot of conservative evangelicals, which is how you described yourself, that a lot of people are almost depressed with the way that the country is just heading toward the left at breakneck speed, and it seems that there's one bad thing after another happening, of course, with the Supreme Court and everything else that's going on. And the reason I mention this is, as a result, I just sense that a lot of Christians are just throwing up their hands and saying, this is just too awful. There's nothing we can do. We're just going to kind of ignore it. What do you say to someone like that, especially as the election is coming up?
Well, I think evangelical Christians in particular need to realize that Donald Trump is not the best of two bad options. He is an outstanding option. I would say on par with Ronald Reagan or even better, because he will have the power to do what he said he will do when it comes to foreign policy, national defense, veterans issues, health care, tax reform, the economy, the abortion issue. He's adamantly opposed to abortion. He's pro-life. He can bring hundreds of thousands of manufacturing plants back from around the world. He will create tens of millions of jobs for Americans. He can do everything he said because he is not bought, and all the other candidates have been bought by special interest groups and world bankers. He is an excellent candidate, and I would say second to none. He is pro-Christian. He's pro-freedom of religion. He is everything the evangelical stands for, and I would say that I'm not voting for him because he is going to be our pastor in chief. I think evangelicals need to get off that line and think, what's his political philosophy? What will he do for the abortion issue, for the economy, jobs, health care, foreign policy, national defense, and make America truly safe again and great again? He's really our best hope among anybody who could possibly run. He is a layman when it comes to theology, and I don't think we need to hold him up to standards of expectations we'd hold for pastors. He is not thoroughly knowledgeable about biblical issues, and so we need not hold him to that kind of a standard. He's a very successful businessman who knows how to run America.
Well, thank you for your insights and thoughts. Thank you for this article that you've written for Charisma News. I encourage my listeners to check it out if you haven't already. Thank you for being with me on my podcast today. This is Steve Strang, inviting you to tune in again to the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.